The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Dalid brings down the halacha mitzvah lechol be'erev Yom Kippurim laharbois b'seuda, that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur on the 9th of Tishrei. The Ramah says, v'osro l'sa'anois hafilu tainas chaloyim, that in this halacha, you're not allowed to fast even if you want to make a tainas chaloyim. The makar of the Shulchan Aruch is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Yuma, where the Gemara says as follows, kolo eichel v'shoise b'chi ma'ala lov ha'kosav kilu his'ane b'chi va'asiri. If someone eats on the 9th of Tishrei, the Torah considers it as if he fasted on the 9th of Tishrei and on the 10th of Tishrei. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk of Tanu es nafshoi seichem b'chi, that on the 9th, there is a din of Tanu es nafshoi seichem. From here we learn out that if a person eats on the 9th of Tishrei, it's as if he fasted on the 9th and he fasted on the 10th. The obvious kasha is, what is it that there is this din of fasting on the 9th and the 10th? Meaning, even though Taisi speaks out that after we have this din of kol oichel b'chi, it's kilu hisano lo b'chi v'asiri, it's usher to fast on the 9th, why is it that the Torah puts it as fasting on the 9th? What mile is there fasting on the 9th that the Torah would have said, once you fast on the 9th, that now by eating on the 9th, it's kilu your misana on chi'i v'asiri? Really, the Taz Estes Kasha on the Mechaber, that Vosepis, that when the Torah wants to tell me a mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippurim, it's written in the oifen of Tanu es nafshoi seichem b'chi, it's discussed in the category of Inui. Let the Torah just say, there's a mitzvah of Achila on Erev Yom Kippurim. On the Ramah, the Mogen Avram asks on the Ramah, that how could the Ramah say that it's usher to be misana, even a tainas chaloyim, because of this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippurim? The halacha is that if a person wants to make a tainas chaloyim on Shabbos or on Yontif, one may do so. So just like you make a tainas chaloyim on Shabbos, on Yontif, one should be able to make a tainas chaloyim as well on Erev Yom Kippurim, even though there's a mitzvah to eat. L'chayra, to understand this din of kol ha'oichel b'chi, Kiyu Hisana B'chiv Asiri, I'd like to bring down an interesting tour, the way the tour brings down the halacha. The tour in Siman Tafresh Dalid brings down the mucker of Tani Reb Chiya Barav, Medifti, V'nisam Esnav Sheisechem B'tisha L'Chodesh, that the din is that Kola Oichel B'chi, Kiyu Hisana B'chiv Asiri. And then the tour says, as a mashal, a very interesting mashal, the tour says, L'ma Dover Daime, it's like a melech whose son did a very, very serious aveir, did something very bad against the malchus. And he's therefore chayv malchus. He has to go ahead and get whipped. The melech tells his son, who he loves very much, that even though the law of the land is you have to get whipped, nonetheless, I want to give you ideas, eat certain foods that are going to make the whipping a lot less painful. Since the melech loves his son, he therefore has his son, he gives his son etzes and has his son do certain things so that the malchus that the son gets will be a lot less painful than if he didn't eat those foods and take those precautions. The way I understand it is as follows. There's a mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippurim. There's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippurim. The way I understand this inyan of Inui, the title you see, the lashon of Inui means to really suffer, to really have pain. The Rabbeinu Yoina understands that the mitzvah of Inui Yom Kippurim is, because just like Yisurim are Machaper, so too the Inui of Achilu Shtia Yom Kippurim is also Machaper. The pshat is that it's the pain and the suffering that one has in Yom Kippurim that serves as the Yisurim that one gets, and therefore it is Machaper. Memela, perhaps one can understand that really the Inui Yom Kippurim is Machayiv, want to fast also on Erev Yom Kippurim. Why? Because only by fasting on Erev Yom Kippurim does it make it that the fasting on Yom Kippur itself is a real, real Inui. If a person eats Erev Yom Kippur, say in a chanami, he's hungry, fasting on Yom Kippur, but it's not really mamish and Inui. When I was a child, I remember the first time I fasted on Yom Kippur, Moitz Yom Kippur, I said to my father, Olav Hashom, that, let's make Havdalah, I'm mamish starving. And my father, Olav Hashom, who was a survivor of the ghettos, who was a survivor of the concentration camp, said to me, no, you're hungry, but you're not starving. Trust me, you're not starving, you're just hungry. Perhaps we can understand that really the mitzvah of Inui Yom Kippur Mishri Mechayiv, that we have to starve, we have to suffer. And that would be Mechayiv, a tainus on Chi'i, on Erev Yom Kippur, to make it that the fasting on Yom Kippur is a real Inui. On that, the Torah is saying, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu says, even though there is a din inui Yom Kippurim, that din inui means to fast. Nonetheless, I want you to fast in a way that you're not going to suffer. And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippurim. Because by eating on Erev Yom Kippurim, we make it that the inui on Yom Kippur, it's a maisa inui. We are taka fasting, but we don't have the sufferings of inui. The mela could be, that's the pshat in kol ha'oichel, v'shoyse, be'erev yam kippurim, ki'ilu mis'ane, be'erev yam b'chi uba'asili. When a person eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, the Torah considers it as if the inui that he then had on Yom Kippur was the inui, a real inui. The Torah considers it as if he suffered real yisurim. And the Torah says that the inui he does in Yom Kippur is machaper, like the real yisurim are machaper. And that is mamash the mushal of the Torah. What the Torah is being, the mushal of the Torah is, what the Torah is bringing down, is if you have, the king has a son who has to get whipped, and there's a lot of pain in getting whipped. Nonetheless, the king tells his son, even though the whipping is machaper, nonetheless, I want you to eat certain foods to make it that the whipping will not be so painful. And even though the whipping won't be so painful, nonetheless, the fact that you get whipped will still be machaper. Memela, with that we can understand why the Torah writes the lashon, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippurim as a lashon inui, because the Torah is coming to say is it accomplishes the exact same thing as fasting on Erev Yom Kippur would accomplish. That now the inui on Yom Kippurim is fully machaper like Yisurin. And then we could also understand why the Ramah is Moisif, that even if a person has a Tainas Chaloyim, he's still not allowed to fast on Erev Yom Kippurim. Because our eating on Erev Yom Kippurim shows the Gvaldiga Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Mis'ana on Yom Kippur, to fast on Yom Kippur, not to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to accomplish a Kapara, even though we're not having the Surin of Inui, just a Maisi Inui itself. And with that, we could be zeicher to a kapara on Yom Kippurim. We all should be zeicher to a gemar k'siva toiva and a good kibbutz yard.